Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
We've had a red-breasted nuthatch coming to our bird feeders regularly this winter. I've not seen more than one at a time, so I'm guessing it's a loner. At any rate, this bird always provides some good entertainment while it seemingly goes about its mission. I suspect that most people are familiar with the more common white-breasted nuthatch. The red-breasted nuthatch is noticeably smaller, and as the name implies, has a reddish or rusty underside. It also has a prominent black stripe running through the eye. The red-breasted nuthatch, Sitta canadensis, is an occasional visitor to our bird feeders throughout the year. Their permanent residence, as the scientific name indicates, in the coniferous forests across much of Canada, and also the Rocky Mountains here in the United States. They may winter southward, roughly from North Dakota southeastward, in part when food supplies are low. So we are on the edge of their permanent range and winter range. Red-breasted nuthatches are monogamous, and they're cavity nesters. It might surprise you, but other than woodpeckers, red-breasted nuthatches are among a small group of birds that excavate their own cavity. From what I've read, and this might strike a chord, both male and female do the excavating, with the female doing most of the work. The cavity will be 2 to 8 inches deep, between 5 and 15 feet above the ground in a conifer, or perhaps an aspen or other deciduous tree with soft wood. And there's an interesting twist to the nest cavity. They line the entrance, both the inside and outside, with pitch. It's thought to help repel predators or perhaps competitors. Red-breasted nuthatches are often heard before they're seen. They have a distinctive call that's often described as a nasal ank. It's similar to the white-breasted nuthatch's soft and nasal what, with a little higher pitch. So if you're outside and hear a nasal ank, 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 be on the lookout for a red-breasted nuthatch. If you're interested, you can hear recordings of their call on the Cornell University's All About Birds website. Most of what I hear is their slow call. So make sure your feeders are well stocked with sunflower seeds and suet, and keep your eyes and ears open for this distinctive occasional winter visitor. You may gain a new friend, or perhaps renew an old acquaintance. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.